Who's ready for an awesome day?
Oh, hey, ladies. Awesome day, huh?
Awesome.
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 Alrighty, have a super awesome day.
Oh, great. Awesome.
It's awesome. It's super awesome.
It's an enriching experience.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
If you called off sick today, you're drinking too much. AA.org, that's AA.org. Take a hint here. Shut up. Incredible show for you today, day after the Super Bowl. The Patriots lost, and I think that's wonderful. Yes, no more seventh Super Bowl. That's the quarterback they had last night. He is no Tom Brady, let me tell you. But anyway, so congrats to the Seattle Seahawks and Channel 7 being so useless. They didn't even cover the game on their website. There's no reference to it. It's on the homepage. It's absolutely unbelievable. The halftime show sucked profoundly, but I can understand why the NFL did that. I'll explain that later on. Dr. Amy Acton, the COVID queen, came to the Valley here, and either she's lying or else she has no idea where she grew up. She is saying to people, oh, I grew up in the Valley here. And she has no idea that this is the Upper Ohio Valley, not the Mahoning Valley. Meanwhile, the two local TV stations are carrying water for her because, you know, she's an Obama-loving Democrat who was more than happy to destroy our lives. They're both lying about her. The guy this morning, that useless anchor that is replacing Bill Phillips, Steinbach or something like that, he calls her Amy Action. This morning, he calls her Amy Action. Channel 7 is still saying, oh, yeah, she's here from here in the Valley and all that. They're all lying. That's all just, God, it's just awful. Speaking of awful, Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us. Legendary Valley truck driver who is on the road, Freightliner Cascadia 125. He'll be calling in from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab to complain about God knows what. Probably Bad Bunny. Probably the Super Bowl. Maybe the ads and God knows what else. So we've got all of that and so much more. And we have a special guest. Live exclusive in-studio interview. In-studio is code for, you might as well watch it on the Facebook live stream today because there's actually something worth watching. And the Facebook live stream is, you can find it on my Dimitri Facebook profile page. Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. It's the one with more than 8,000 followers, not the fake ones that have two or three followers from Nigeria. Okay, so we got that. Also on the Big Willie Facebook page, you can hear the show all over the place on Big Willie 105.5, the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app, and I'm exhausted. I have no time to talk with our special guest. Anyway, he's here, so I might as well, you know, make the best of this. His name is Ty Moore, and he is live here in studio. Again, you can actually see the whole interview. The camera's focused on him on our Facebook live stream. He is representing that useless rhino, that 22 blue undocumented Democrat, Don Jones. This guy, Ty Moore, is representing the 95th District in Ohio, which covers an awful lot of territory, including, let's see here, Harrison County, Noble County, Morgan, along with portions of Belmont County, Guernsey, and Athens County. And he is our very special guest. He's also a broadcaster, which I did not know until I actually took the time to read his resume. Typically, I don't take time to do any of that stuff. But at the end, he says he's also a broadcaster with his radio station, WMOA, Radio Sports Broadcaster, since 2014. So welcome, fellow broadcaster, to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing there, Ty?
I'm doing all right. I appreciate you having me in, Dimitri.
Great. So let's get started. You came in here, and right off the bat, you tried to bribe me with food. Let's talk about that and why I had to reject the bribe.
Well, you always got to come somewhere if you've never met someone. And I've listened to you for years, for 20 years. You can't come empty-handed. So what I did, my friend Bobby Kennedy, is Kennedy's Bakery with his sister Patty. He got me a box of donuts, I brought him in, and indeed, I did try to bribe you. So I thought maybe you might throw me some softballs,
or
you might be tough with me.
I definitely brought
in Kennedy's Donuts from Guernsey County.
And he tried to bribe me before. He said, hey, what's your shirt size? I'll give you a free shirt. Oh, a free shirt from an Ohio County representative. Woohoo! Oh, yeah. And I explained to him, I don't accept gifts, so of course he comes in today with all these donuts. Well, Johnny O is going to love them, and so are the other people here at the radio station. Thank you for that. There's actually a connection why you chose that bakery, though. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
The guy that owns the radio station here,
Mr. Deep Pockets, yeah,
is friends with Bobby Kennedy, and his daughter, Jen. Jenna went to school with Bobby's daughter at Ohio University, Jaden Kennedy.
Oh.
So they made the box of donuts. They knew I was coming to see you. They're actually tuned in, checking us out today. And I thought, you know what? What a great way to bribe you.
Oh, you know, yeah. Well, of course, it failed. You want to give them a shout out or a free plug, like where you could get the donuts, where this bakery is again exactly?
Kennedy's Donuts, downtown Cambridge. It's absolutely fabulous. Family business, Patty and Bobby and Jaden. And it is well worth the drive. And Johnny O said it's well worth the drive as well.
Yes. Yes.
And just so Dimitri knows, right off the bat, as soon as I brought the box in, he said, I made it quite clear you were not to bring anything.
Well, no bribes. I don't accept anything.
You started hard with me right out of the gate.
I don't accept any kind of bribes of any type, no gifts of any type. That's just how I roll. But you tried anyway because you're shameless. All right. So we've got that. So you're the guy representing Don Jones. I've got to tell you, I have zero respect for Don Jones. He sat in that chair, looked me right in the eye, and said that he was going to do something about the flooding up and down our valley here with the Muskegon watershed. And he was going to find out why the Army Corps of Engineers keeps trying to drown us and who's responsible for this. And he was going to have a great big deal meeting and blah, 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 blah. He's telling me this during his primary where he had a MAGA opponent. And as soon as he won that primary, he would not return my calls, text messages. And finally, a few months later, our news director reached out to him and said, why aren't you, you know, following up with this and returning Dimitri's phone calls and text messages? Because you said you're going to take the lead on this thing. And he said, well, he was busy baling hay. I have zero respect for the guy that you're replacing. I mean, literally zero respect. Look me right in the eye. Zero respect. Are you any better than Don Jones? Or do I kick you out right now?
Don was really good with me.
Jesus.
I was a county commissioner in Noble County for 9 years.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for Don, and I'll tell you why. Every time I had a problem in Noble County, every single time, like say, I was a three-term commissioner in Noble, 9 years, just got elected into my third term, and every time I had trouble, statewide, he always answered his phone, always picked it up, and he helped me every time. But the biggest thing he did with me is that I hate being told that we cannot do something. And we had a slip. And Noble County being a very small county.
Describe a slip to our listeners.
A slip would be the road coming down over, or the bank coming down over top of the road to make it impassable. So in Jackson Township, we had a slip. And it was a cut across for people to get into Marietta quicker. In other words, they would have had to go 20 miles all the way around, or they could cut through and go 6 miles. So I brought our engineer in and we talked about it. And he said it's too much money for the township to fix. They can't fix it. It was a $600,000 fix. And I asked the engineer, what can we do about it? And he said, we can do nothing about it. And I thought, man, you can't tell your constituents that you can't do anything about it.
Is that elected official there? Is he elected?
He's an elected official.
You got to get rid of this guy. You got to get rid of this guy.
And I'll tell you what happened. I took it head on. And how I took it head on is with Don Jones. And with Don Jones' help, we got the money and we got the slip fixed. And he did things like that numerous times with me. So I'm not sure about the Piedmont. Is it Piedmont Lake through the watershed?
It's the Muskegon watershed.
So
it's the whole
but I'm
Muskegon.
Saying, which lake has the flooding?
The watershed is responsible, as I understand it from talking with Don Jones, the Muskegon watershed is responsible for the flooding that that they have, you know, the dams and all that. I don't know the details, but it was the Muskegon watershed that everybody was pointing to as the problem for all the major flooding that we had here. And the Army Corps of Engineers decided how much flooding each community was going to get and how many people are going to be wiped out.
Right.
This was bad stuff. And sure. This is your district here. So you might want to get up to speed with that. Talk to your buddy Don Jones. I'm sure he will give you lots of information. Might even tell you who the right person is, the Army Corps of Engineers. But the flooding, oh, my God, it was the Muskegon watershed. All right, so next.
Which I believe, yes. Dimitri, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I believe Don put that on their radar. So
I put her on the radar. I put her on the radar.
Either or, however it is. Okay. But I'm pretty sure it's on the Muskegon Watershed's radar. And the guy that runs the Muskegon Watershed is a guy by the name of Craig Butler.
You have any clout with him? Any input?
I like Craig Butler because I vote on Seneca. Mm-hmm. And I have interactions with Craig Butler. And I'll tell you one thing about Craig Butler. He's a problem solver. So I will actually reach out to him as well.
Excellent.
And hit him up on Excellent. That. But if there's something to be done in the watershed, Butler is a problem solver, and he's very, very good.
All right. You'll also find out about the Army Corps of Engineers and how the requirements. They had a book. Don Jones was telling me all of this.
What's the Army
book from back 1930s it was never updated. Don Jones will get up to speed with all of this stuff. This music to my ears. If you're going to actually be different than Don Jones and solve the problem here with the flooding for here in the Upper Ohio Valley, because that damn watershed and the damn Army Corps of Engineers. You're golden then. You're absolutely golden. So we will see, because Don Jones assured me as well.
Here's how it works with that.
Yeah.
As a state representative, because you're one of my constituents, actually, is that you have to bring that to my attention.
I just did.
I have to come up with that, and you did. I have to present that to Craig Butler and the Army Corps of Engineers.
Start with Don Jones.
And the reason the Army Corps of Engineers can be tough, because they're federal money, and they really answer to not a lot of people. So I'm sure this is on Butler's radar, and I'm hoping that the money can be found to cure it. But you're saying it's the flooding in Piedmont?
That it's the whole flooding up and down the valley here, and it was because of the Muskegon watershed. That's how it was explained to me, and it was the Army Corps of Engineers that was at fault along with the watershed. That's the way Don Jones explained it to me. Meet with him. Talk with him, because he did do some work, because he had to, because he had a primary opponent, and so he can get you up to speed with all of that stuff. And the flooding here was terrible. Up and down the valley was absolutely terrible. And everybody's saying the Army Corps of Engineers are working off of a booklet from the 1930s that was never updated.
38.
Yeah, never updated. And that's the reason why one of the reasons why we're having so many of these problems. So talk to Don Jones about that.
Jones was very good with me as a county commissioner.
And that's fine. God bless him. God bless him. So now let's see. Now let's see. All right, next. You played football. My sources tell me that you were captain of the football team, Cambridge. Is that right?
Caldwell.
That's what I meant to say. I always get those two confused.
Caldwell.
And what position did you play?
Quarterback.
You played quarterback?
I did.
You look like a linebacker or probably a nose tackle now. But you played quarterback. Seriously.
I played quarterback on some very good football teams. We actually won 3 PVC championships. And
What?
Pioneer Valley Conference.
Okay.
That was the conference we were in. Which back in the 80s, you know, it was different. There weren't 7 divisions. There were 3 divisions.
Yeah.
Class A, Double A, and Triple A.
Very tough competition.
Yeah.
A lot more people, everything. Absolutely.
Hard to get. I was actually on Mike Duvall, who's my football coach, who won a state championship with Parkersburg South in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And to this day, if he asked me to get down on a 3-point stance, I would run through a brick wall for the man. That's how much I believe in him.
Wait a minute. You're a quarterback.
I was a quarterback, but he said to run through a brick wall.
Well, all that. Okay.
I would do that. And we're a small school, so I take great pride in playing quarterback.
What was your one loss record?
We were 8-2 my sophomore year, 10-0 my junior year, made the state playoffs, Caldwell's first state playoff team.
Wow.
And 9-1 my senior year.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, we had good teams. But it was team. All I did... I love my coach for one reason. He always said that.
Because he made you the starting quarterback.
Well, he said if you're going to have a good football team, you can't have all NHS guys. You can't have all tough guys. You got to have a mix of everything.
Yeah.
And you get it's like a pirate ship where you have a bunch of different guys, but when they come together as one, I learned that from my football coach. And he also is one of the big guys that pushed me into politics.
Wow. We'll talk more with our very special guest, Ty Moore. I'm starting to like this guy in spite of all the bribery attempts. So more with him in just a bit. You can see the show, Facebook live stream. It's actually worth watching today, so please do so.